The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello, everyone. Greetings from the dark. It's dawn here. Came down here to IMC in the dark, and I'm delighted and kind of cozy to be here with you all this way. It's one of my favorite things to do is to get up in the morning and go to a meditation hall. And did it many times in monasteries and temples where it involved going outdoors in the dark and following a path to the meditation hall. And such a wonderful way to begin the day. So one of the supports for meditation practice that is usually not emphasized, and that is having a vision. And the reason it's not emphasized is that a vision seems to be something in the future, something elsewhere, and not about what's here and now. And mindfulness is so much about being present here and now. But the more we're present here and now, the more we really settle here and let go of our distractions, let go of our attachments, that we're more at peace here. At some point, almost like built into that experience of here and now, is a strong sense of it's possible to expand that peace further. It's possible to let go more fully. It's possible to be more fully here and now. Not just here and now, but somehow fully inhabiting here and now, fully alive in this fullness of the here and now, in the fullness or wholeness of ourselves. And it's kind of like if you hold your hand in a fist for a long time, and then something happens that you get distracted from the important task of being all clenched up, and you notice that the hand relaxes a bit, and then you might clench up again, but you know something, and you have a vision. Oh, there's a possibility here. It's right here and now as well. The possibility of further releasing that hand, so the hand can be relaxed finally. So in Buddhism, at some point, there comes a time when a meditator acquires knowledge and vision. It's a technical word. And there's knowledge and visions of different things. But the knowledge is something that comes from our direct experience here, something we now know, something about the quality, the potential of this practice, something about the freedom or the peace. And then there's a vision that comes from that knowledge that, yes, more is possible. More is available. And a wonderful way in which this vision is experienced is that it isn't so much that more for me to acquire, me to experience, me to do, but rather there's an invitation, a vision of an invitation, a vision of a request, a vision of a door that says, here the door is open, here freedom is. So meditation as vision. So to assume a meditation posture and spend some time refamiliarizing yourself with your body in this posture. Some of you have been meditating for a long time. And the posture becomes your meditation center, your temple, meditation hall. Your posture, your body, becomes kind of the homecoming or the meditation hall coming. So to refamiliarize yourself with how your posture feels in your body as the place you're going to meditate, as a support, as the home for meditation. And gently closing your eyes. And becoming more sensitive to the experience of your body, how your body feels, to feel the request or the call to relax the body. Maybe you can feel the vision, the possibility of softening in the body. And if you have a vision or see the possibility, as you exhale, may it, let it be so. Relax. Maybe less that you are relaxing as you're allowing the body to relax on the exhale. The knowledge of where you're tense can translate into a vision of the possibility of relaxing. And that in the middle of that tension, you might sense a request, invitation to soften. Centering yourself on the body's experience of breathing. And gently, in the middle of the body breathing, maybe at the center of it, a vision of the breathing being easeful, soft, light. It might not be that way, But when it's not that way, right there in the middle of it, there can be a sense of a possibility, invitation. Don't expect it. Don't try to make it be that way. Just appreciate that such a vision is possible. It's a vision that makes it possible in its own time, in its own way. If you find yourself thinking a lot with pressure in the mind or contraction in the mind, or if you find yourself emotionally troubled with anything, know that. Know it well, know it fully. Feel it in your body. And in the knowing, deep inside of it, maybe there's a vision of letting go, of relaxing, opening up without expectation, without making anything happen. Maybe just know having that vision as a possibility opens the mind, opens the heart, expands the context for how you can be with any difficulty you have. A vision of freedom, release, an invitation to become more than anything that limits you. Letting go of your thoughts, quieting the inside to feel deep inside, or to feel where there can be a vision, a sense of freedom here and now. A sensing, a knowing, a vision. It's almost like an invitation. Here, this is where you can let go. This is where you can release the grip in the mind, the contraction of the heart, the knot in the belly. Here is where you can let go of the bracing that spreads through the whole body, a bracing against life. And being happy to have such a vision, just having it is enough. It opens the door. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to open the heart, the mind, to the challenges of this world, which are immense, and to know that the world has its challenges, and to have a vision of peace, a vision of the letting go of hostility and greed, to have a vision of the world at peace, not in a naive way, not expecting that it'll happen overnight or maybe ever, But without that vision, without that invitation for another way, it certainly won't be possible to change this world. Take refuge in that vision that comes from knowing suffering well. Suffering doesn't have to be a burden. In the middle of it, there's an invitation, a vision for a better world. And may we remember that vision, and may it inspire us to contribute to that possibility. Each of us is important, each of us counts, however small a contribution we make. May through our speech, our body, and our mind, may we promote goodwill, compassion, generosity, and peace in this world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. Thank you.